Country Club FM.
All right, today's Almanac. Five almanacs in a row. I don't know if people are going to be able to handle that, Neil. It's been 2 weeks since we've done that.
I know. It's
with the holiday schedule the way that it was.
We'll do it. I think people will enjoy it, Jim.
Today we're starting out with a Bob Almanac salute.
A game about the rankings, and there better not be anybody on this team who feels any differently.
The rankings are in!
Luther!
The rankings are in!
We played Luther Van Dam, probably the best defensive coordinator, certainly the best defensive coordinator ever to work for a Minnesota team. He's right up there with Tony Dungy, Floyd, the Rock Peters. Remember Floyd Peters, Sergeant Rock?
Yes.
Any of our current and past defensive coordinators, John Gutekunst, Luther Van Dam.
He was right there.
Jerry Van Dyke. He was Luther Van Dam, the assistant coach on Coach. He was on a number of shows. He played the banjo. He appeared on Andy Griffith. I know you remember that, I'm sure.
For sure. Yep.
He would all of a sudden show up on the Dick Van Dyke Show with his brother, his older brother Dick.
He struggled for many years to find something that worked. Well, several of the series he was in did not perform well.
My Mother the Car?
My Mother the Car didn't go over that well. It was on for a couple of years, but I remember watching it. But, yeah, he really found his stride in Coach.
He was great in that role.
Won several Emmys, I think.
Him and his bird. He's at least nominated. He's a four-time Emmy nominee.
Yeah, you're right.
He died at 86 over the weekend. Goodbye, Jerry Van. Funny man.
He is 6 years younger than his brother, Dick.
Yeah, Dick is like in his early 90s, right?
Yeah. Yep.
1815 on this date, well, we fired our guns, and the British kept a-coming. And there wasn't as many of them as there was a while ago. It was the Battle of New Orleans on this date, beginning at 8:15. Nice. And guess what? The British shouldn't have kept a-coming, because the war had already ended. The War of 1812 had officially ended December 24th, Christmas Eve, 1814. But word had not spread yet to Nolens at this time at 1815, so the fighting went on. Too bad. It's just communication just wasn't that fast back then.
No.
People died for no reason as British troops attacked New Orleans. That was 1815, and Johnny Horton, of course, made it famous. Johnny Horton likes to teach us about history.
He does.
North Alaska and Battle of New Orleans.
Does.
And, of course, we're also going after, I think, the Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
There's none better than that one. On this date, 1825, we lost a great inventor.
Oh, things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Mother Necessity, where would we be?
All you need to know is right there from Mother Necessity. Eli Whitney died on this date, 1825. 1889, tabulating machine patented by Dr. Herman Hollerith. His firm was Tabulating Machine Company. That was the name, TMC. That would eventually become known as International Business Machine Corporation. You might know them now as IBM. 1889.
Very cool.
Due respects to Frank Sinatra's version. It's a pretty good one by the King of Rock and Roll.
Love it.
In a shotgun shack in Tupelo, Mississippi, this date, 1935, a king was born, the King of Rock and Roll. We've had a lot of kings here in the U.S., but there's only one King of Rock and Roll.
He would have been 83 had we still had him.
1935
today.
On this date. I'm going to play some Elvis once we're done with the almanac here honor of his birthday. 1901, if you like bowling, if you're a bowler, if you ever bowled in a tournament that was sanctioned by the ABC,
yes.
American Bowling Congress, Chris Schenkel, I think, was there to call the action.
I would think so.
First tournament sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress held in Chicago, Illinois. 1982, remember when they broke up Ma Bell?
Yes.
American
yes.
Telephone and Telegraph, you know them better as AT&T. They had to settle the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit, and the only way they could do it is they had to divest themselves of the 22 Bell systems. We were Northwest Bell here, but there were Pacific Bell, and there were all kinds of, there were 22 different Bells. And right. they had to get rid of them. And then here they became U.S. West, and now it's CenturyLink. That's kind of been the history of that whole thing. 1982. 1997, it's about time is what I say. Mr. Rogers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and now we need to start a campaign to get Mr. McFeely a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah. Mr. Rogers at least has one, 1997. Dave Thomas died on this date. He's a guy who gave us Wendy's. He gave us the Frosty, the square hamburger patty, oh, and this.
Where's the beef?
Yeah. He gave us this, Clara Peller.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's. Dave Thomas dying at the age, he was only 69 on this date, 2002. 2004, Pete Rose, he admitted something on this date.
For 14 years, your case has hovered over baseball. Did you bet on baseball?
Yes, I did, and that was my mistake, not coming clean a lot earlier.
I thought he was going to admit that he had a bad bowl cut, that he had a bad haircut. No, he admitted that he bet
clean on,
baseball, all-time hits leader. That was 2004, the dignified Charles Gibson conducting that interview on this date on ABC's prime time in 2004.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Braggy. Where are you? The guy who gave us Scooby-Doo, he created it. Iwa Takamoto died of heart failure in Los Angeles on this date. He was 81. He did Scooby-Doo. And it's going to be no surprise that he also created Astro, because basically that was Scooby-Doo, but in space.
Right.
Right. Penelope Pitstop. Penelope Pitstop. And he also worked with Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget Jabberjaw. Some of the great Hanna-Barbera characters.
Kind of forgot about Jabberjaw.
2007 for that gentleman. The guy, now another guy, kind of an animator, but this was different. This was claymation. This was stop animation. The guy who gave us Gumby passed away on this date at the age of 88 in 2010. Art Clokey. Gumby and his horse. Remember his horse?
Pokey.
Pokey. Pokey was his horse. That was 2010. Pokey. In the news on this date, 2011. Pokey.
Continue to follow the story of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords of the 8th District in Arizona. That's Tucson, Arizona. She has been shot outside a supermarket. We are aware of conflicting reports at this hour that she might have died, although I want to direct you straight to what we just heard from her communications director, who says she is still alive and currently in surgery.
And it was sad. It was awful. Bad. Why did this person do it? And she miraculously recovered. She was shot in the head and recovered and has made a very good recovery. This was this date. It was 7 years ago that Gabrielle Giffords was shot, 2011, in Arizona. You're a big El Chapo guy?
Well, the guy worked tunnels like nobody's business.
He did. He knew how to work tunnels. He knew how to order tunnels. I don't know if he's ever dug a tunnel.
I doubt it.
The guy was basically responsible for 1/4 of all the illegal drugs that came into the U.S., and we got him.
The notorious drug lord El Chapo, who escaped months ago into that mile-long tunnel carved beneath his prison cell with full electricity and a motorcycle waiting tonight captured.
Unreal.
Here's the poster just released. El
That's
Chapo
a nice
now
poster.
Caught, but it came after a bloody shootout.
There was only a $5 million reward for him, and he is still, I guess his trial begins in April, so he is in custody in New York awaiting trial, El Chapo, and I'm sure Sean Penn's going to be a character witness.
Yes,
For El Chapo.
That was just weird.
Birthdays today.
Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Sunday Morning.
That guy, Charles Osgood, from the CBS News Network. He's 85.
It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey. She sang more than just one James Bond theme. But this is Goldfinger. I think Diamonds Are Forever, she sang that one too. It was a relative hit.
Sure.
She is 80 today. One of the best game show hosts and one of the best premises ever for a game show. Really changed how game shows were done. It was the Newlywed Game. Everybody, let's welcome in Bob Eubanks.
Next question, gentlemen. What is the one thing the people on the other side of your street have more of than you do?
Cars.
Cars. Your wife said they have more... more grass than you do.
More grass?
I wouldn't bet on that.
This guy in the 70s with big hair. Yeah. You know where he was going with that one. I've got another one here for you. This is good. More Bob Eubanks this morning on the Bob Almanac. It's Bob Eubanks on the Bob Almanac.
Gentlemen, what Spanish word or phrase will your wife say best describes her bust? Jimmy.
Nada.
Oh, happy birthday, Bob Eubanks. Still going strong at 80 today.
Love it.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Christy Lane, country gospel singer. Had a big hit with this. Call her a one-hit wonder. 77, every now you'll hear this song. I'm pretty sure it's featured on Ed Brady's Country Gospel from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
So, Christy Lane is 77 today.
Don't feel bad, Lisa. Sometimes the smartest of us can be the most childish.
Even you?
No, not me. Never.
Stephen Hawking is 76 today. He's in the wheelchair, probably one of the smartest men ever in the history of humanity.
That's going a stretch, but he is a smart guy. When you're an astrophysicist, that means
he has a form of a slow progressing ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And there was a movie about him. What was that movie? All things, all numbers, all digits, something or other. We saw that. It was very good. So the genius astrophysicist, they mention him a lot on the Big Bang Theory, astrophysicist Stephen Hawking. Is 47 today. 76 today, born in 1942. Born in 1947, celebrating his 70th birthday today.
It's a long, long road. From a weak spirit, no return.
He didn't sing lead on a lot of the Hollies hits, but he sang on this one. His name is Terry Sylvester.
Great song.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother. 70 today for Terry Sylvester. 80s music. Now, this guy could wear some leather pants.
You and me could let it be.
He was the lead singer of Loverboy. And I saw them live not too long ago. He still sounds great.
Nice.
At 63, great voice from 80s, hair rock, Mike Reno. He also had that duet from Footloose. Wasn't it him and Footloose? Was it him and what's her name? One of the Wilsons. Almost Paradise.
Ann Wilson.
It was Ann Wilson and Mike Reno. Almost Paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah.
Almost Paradise. Who could ask for more?
That's pretty good right there.
Mike Reno.
Power.
Mike Reno, 63. R. Kelly, the R&B singer, 51. Gabby Hoffman, boy, she was cute as a child actress. Field of Dreams. She's a little kid that was choking on the hot dog in Field of Dreams.
Sure.
And, of course, she was the niece of Uncle Buck.
And she said she was going to a party.
She said she'd be back Sunday. Must be a slumber party.
Uncle Buck not too happy with Tia.
No.
That's the other daughter, Gabby Hoffman, 36 today.
Rocket Man, burning out his fuse out here alone.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He is Rocket Man.
Very nice.
35
I thought,
today.
Where are we going with this? Then I noticed. It's a nice call.
You're quick. Do you know what those lyrics, do you know what he said there?
No, it's hard to understand them.
These lyrics are probably the most unrecognized, misinterpreted lyrics ever in the history of music. It took me 30 years to figure it out. I finally had to look it up. He's burning out his fuse up here alone. Nothing about provolone or anything in there.
Burning up his fuse.
Burning up his fuse up here alone. And that was one of the first albums I had, and I don't know what words I put in there. Maybe I just... So, Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea, he sounds like he could be dangerous. We're going to have to deal with him, and he's only 35.
And he's got the bad hairdo also.
Right.
Him and Pete Rose go the same guy, a little different. Gone but not forgotten, educator Evelyn Wood. Did you ever take a speed reading class? She was the one who developed the techniques for speed reading and is best remembered for the Evelyn Woods Reading Dynamics Seminar.
That's exciting. She had the need for speed.
Need for speed. 1909. Jose Farrar was an actor, won Oscar for the movie Cyrano de Bergerac and other things, including Dune. 1912. Comedian Soupy Sales.
Yeah, Soupy. Remember his show?
Not everyone likes to travel in airplanes. Even birds won't fly at 30,000 feet. And that's their business. Now, you can say, aw, shoot, or even a parachute. Sure, you're laughing. You wrote it. But...
Oh, he had a different sense of humor. You know what on his show? What I remember most about his show, the pies in the face.
Right. He always got one.
And history tells us that he used over 20,000 pies during the run of his shows.
That's a waste of a lot of good pies.
20,000 pies. Now, a lot of those, I think, is just whipped cream in a pan.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't a whole lot of French silt. And
he, you know, Soupy Sales would show up on To Tell the Truth or some other, you know, game shows as well many times. And I'm sure he must have been on Hollywood Squares at one point. 1926 for Soupy Sales. Bill Graham. He went by Bill.
The Hour of Decision.
Different
Billy
There's
Graham.
There's all kinds Bill. Of Bill Grahams. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame music promoter. Bill Graham, born on this day, 1931. You mentioned Elvis, the King of Rock and Roll, 1935. And one of the founding members of Monty Python's Flying Circus was Graham Chapman.
Now, I do my best to keep things moving along, but I'm not having things getting silly. Those last two sketches I did got very silly indeed. And that last one about the beds was even sillier.
Now, he liked to get silly.
He did. Very, very... A comedic genius. Graham Chapman, 1941. We just lost him in 2016. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Bowie.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills.
Are you hearing that in your headphones? Can you hear this stereo separation there?
I love it.
Ground control to Major Tom. He wasn't afraid to do a little gender bending.
No, he was
Ziggy Stardust.
Different kind of a guy, but there he is, very talented. David Bowie, 1947. They're all gone, but not forgotten. One fact check for you, Jim. The movie, The Theory of Everything.
That's it. That was a good one. Check it out if you haven't. It's about Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
And I think he said that eventually maybe time travel will be possible.
Well.
So if he said it.
Dr. Emmett Brown perfected
it. And you know,
it.
Unlike the president, he doesn't have to tell people that he's a genius.
No. Right.
People know that Stephen Hawking is a genius. All right, let's play trivia for four boat show tickets. And the question is, what were those lyrics of that Elton John song that we talked about that a lot of people, and for years and years and years, Elton John might be the artist that has the most misunderstood, misread, misheard lyrics in the history. He's got so many where you go...
Yeah,
huh?
Like Benny and the Jets, there's a part in there that's hard to figure out. Too.
Now it's easy because you can find them online.
Right.
But what were those lyrics? I'll go Rocket Man. Na, 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 na. What were those? What were the na-na-nas that we talked about?
Right,
We said it several times. First one who calls in and gets it right will win four tickets to the Progressive Boat Show. That is this weekend.
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
At the Minneapolis Convention Center. Four of them here for you.
What's our number?
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. I think I chose well with this Elvis Presley song.
Happy birthday, Elvis.
Bob FM.
Seven lonely days.